This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get back into your health, the best things that we can do to help you be a healthy person. That's what the job is here at the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, as he does every week at this time, to cover a number of topics. His research that's done, the laboratory, if you will, is the clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. You can always avail yourself of Ken and his help by dialing into the office at 352-735-1400. A lot of people make note of that because I know that Ken has, he will take the time, and he doesn't limit himself to like an 8-hour day. Many times I reach out to him at night, 10 o'clock, he's still at his office. So you can take advantage of that expertise and that dedication by dialing 352-735-1400. You may have cardiological questions because that's Ken's real profession as a preventative cardiologist, but he's so knowledgeable what's going on in your body. I count on him to help me out whenever I have problems with anything head to toe, frankly. I don't know that he wants you to come see him if you have a prostate problem, but you can ask him and he'll go from there. All right, so having said that, one of the things I noted looking at some of the research here, Ken, this week, a lot of things pertaining to the mind, a lot of things about what goes on in the mind, and I'll tell you a story as we go through these various studies, etc., of my own experience this week going to see a neurologist. The mind, what's the old expression? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. So let's start with some of the simpler things, like the research being done at Penn State on hearing difficulties and what that does for your mind.
Well, let's talk a little bit about hearing difficulties, because they are amazingly common, and I've been often amazed over the years how people will wear glasses as seeing aids, but to get patients to wear hearing aids as hearing aids is another issue. It's for many very difficult, and it's quite frankly hard to understand. And this may make it even more important for those with hearing to think about hearing aids. And this comes out of Penn State's Hershey Medical Center this week, that if you're over 65, Doug, you're likely will struggle sometimes to hear conversations clearly, but ignoring that may prompt even more serious health problems. If left unchecked, Doug, hearing loss can lead to social isolation and depression. And these two conditions, social isolation and depression, are known to raise the dementia risk. Hearing impairment is the third most common chronic condition that is faced by older adults. Yet only 20% of these folks have had a hearing test in the past 5 years, while more than half of adults acknowledge they struggle with hearing problems. Only 11% have sought treatment. So a lot of hearing problems, but people just don't want to get treated.
Well, I have a hearing test every year. I do it as part of my normal winter checkup, if you will. Go to see you, go to see Jack Stockwell, go to see the people that I trust to give me expertise. And I think, yeah, knowing what's going on. My children tease me all the time because I'll say, what'd you say? Megan will look at me, Dad, why can't you hear me? And they've been saying that to me since they were kids. So I didn't really, it doesn't settle in too much, because I know when I have my hearing test every year for the past 14, 15 years, they've been exactly the same. And I wear a headset 4 hours or more a day. I'm on a tractor, makes a lot of noise, and I don't wear protection, because when you don't hear what's going on with the machinery, things break. So I've been pretty consistent, but I also have been fortunate, I think, because I haven't been affected by all the noise that's around me and all the noise that I hear. So I wonder, as we're talking about these various difficulties, and what it leads to and how we can prevent. There are other things that you found this week that also add up to helping prevent dementia. You want to go through those various factors that are part of the research here?
Well, yeah. This week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the neurology edition, Doug, they pointed out five important lifestyle factors that can help prevent dementia. These are things that we ourselves, avoiding the doctor, can actually do in our own lives to dramatically lower the risk of losing our ability to remember and to think, what we define as dementia. So some of them may be, as Doug likes to call it, duh, but I think to many of us, they're not so obvious, although because Doug thinks about this all the time as he's not yet dealing with dementia and can still think, so that's a good thing. He remembers.
Let's hope I don't ever have to deal with it. Thank
you.
You
want
or
to
you
give me
either.
Five? You want me to give me five?
Five. Okay, here we go. The big voice announcer at number five.
Right, and the first one's a pretty important one, not currently being a smoker. These are, interestingly, many of these or most of these things that help the heart get healthier, help the brain stay healthier.
All right. Number four.
Getting at least 150 minutes of physical activity each week. 150 minutes physical activity each week.
Keep moving. That's it. You don't have to concentrate. Just move. Keep moving. All right. On the list of lifestyle factors that help prevent dementia, number three.
Limiting alcohol consumption. Remember, it's toxic to the brain. So up to one drink per day for women, two per day for men is the most. And if you want to stay even lower, good for you.
Yeah, pickled. You want your brain pickled, drink a lot of alcohol. And it also will cause all kinds of other problems in your body, like cancers and, it makes no sense whatsoever. I don't like to lecture people, but I am not a drinker and never have been. And I think it's one of the reasons that my mind and my body are as, still as functional as they are. All right, number two on the list of lifestyle factors that should, prevent dementia.
It's the MIND diet. This combines the Mediterranean diet with the DASH diet, which is the diet for high blood pressure, and we can maybe expand more about these two later, but the MIND diet, which combines the Mediterranean and the DASH diet.
All right, yeah, let's get to that after we finish this list. Okay, the number one most important lifestyle factor that helps prevent dementia is?
Engaging, Doug, in late-life cognitive activities like reading the newspaper, writing letters. Does anyone still do that? Going to the library. Does anyone still do that? Or playing games like chess or checkers?
Or just keep working. Keep your mind active. I'm on the air 4 hours a day, every day of the week. I think that helps me tremendously. I think you being in practice and staying in practice as long as you can, that'll also keep your mind active. If you're working and you like your work, I would say that would be that. That's how you keep your mind active, being aware of what's happening in your business. Like Ken has to stay up with all of the things that are being said and done and written about by the various journals, and that's why we talk about it here. But also he's using it in his practice, and that's how you keep your mind, your mind. What's the old expression? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. So many people do waste it as they get older. So, all right, so that's the dementia list. Let's talk more about in a few minutes these diets, and then I want to get into another aspect of this, how to avoid Alzheimer's. At least there's one suggestion here, and you'll, I'm sure,
one
perhaps some of you
will
be amused. But no, exactly. You're not expecting
it's not, even for Doug, it's not a duh.
Well, it's something that I might be doing, in fact. Maybe I should stop. All right, we'll get to it in a matter of moment. Hopefully you're not doing it. It's the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A reminder, as we are close to Valentine's Day, the best present you can give yourself is the ability for you to help yourself. And if you're losing weight, or you've got that, many times we talk about all of the benefits, the fact that so many people are overweight, and how, again, talking about things that we are discussing here today, your mind and what you eat and what's in your body and what your body looks like. So, How about I point you in the direction of Calitrin? The Calitrin science. We all like to talk about science-based work. So Calitrin is based completely on science, research done by the nurses and the doctors that put this formula together 27 years ago. So, bottom line, you want to improve your life and your expectancy for a long and happy life and a healthy life, feel better, get better, lose the weight the natural way. All natural formula, very simple formula. Check it out. Toploss.com is their website. And take advantage of the big specials, the couples pack for Valentine's Day. And the buy three and get three free deal right now. Calitrin at Toploss.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody just want to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Don't forget, this is an opportunity you have every single week to listen to this program. There are 2 hours of it. The companion hour with Jack Stockwell presents health and health matters in a way. It's just different. It's different. It's a way to think differently about what's going on, what you're encouraged to do to make sure that you keep yourselves as healthy as possible. If you go back to the GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast from last week, the download, you'll hear ways of for men keeping the prostate healthy, for everybody, or what happens when you use marijuana. There's a warning from the government on measles and that being on the rise and what we need to know about it, all that stuff. The healthcare worker shortage, man, is that obvious here where I live in Massachusetts, is a really big problem, Ken, with our hospital. They have just discontinued. They've taken the Framingham Heart Study. Framingham is probably the most well-known place in the country, if not the world, for studying how the heart works. And the hospital has made a mess of it because it's a for-profit hospital run by Tenet, and they can't make it work. I'm beginning to think that hospitals have to be non-profit in order to work functionally at their best. So anyway, there are lots of things that we can help you with on the Good Day Health Show every week. Podcasts available at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Stick around because we're going to deal back to the diet for preventing dementia and also something that you can also not do to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. That's coming up here. That's our next focus on Good Day Health.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the fold here with Dr. Kent Cronin. It's about 23 after the hour. It's our Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, the show and the focus. We have a lot of information here on your mind this week and the various studies that have been done that Ken has looked at, and he's trying to translate as much as the information allows him to translate, including helping you prevent dementia by eating the right things. So you want to talk a little more explicitly about the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet and why they are so good at helping prevent dementia?
Sure. They've been combined into what people call the MIND diet. The DASH diet was originally developed as an easy way for people to understand what they should eat to lower their blood pressure. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. Those seven items make up the DASH diet. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And then when you combine that with the Mediterranean diet, which usually means a lot of the same, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts and seeds, olive oil, seasoning with herbs and spices, and also each day eating vegetables, fruits, whole grains, plant-based fats. Each week having some fish, poultry, beans, legumes, and eggs. Enjoy moderate portions of dairy products. Limit how much red meat you eat. Limit how many foods with added sugar you eat. Share meals with family and friends. Get regular exercise. Enjoy wine in moderation if you drink alcohol. That's basically the Mediterranean diet, combining it with the DASH diet. It's now called the MIND diet, which is what you want to do to lower your risk dramatically of getting any of these brain issues as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Well, the diet's an important thing. I eat lots and lots of nuts and lots of fruit, and I think that that helps me balance my desire to have an ice cream cone as much as I can. Yeah, treats are important. All right, so let's move into this other zone in terms of your mind. Alzheimer's, dementia. Alzheimer's is a part of dementia. Dementia is the overall problem. So if you're doing something, and this is a sticky wicket kind of thing, literally and figuratively, it sounds kind of simple. It seems kind of simple, and if you're thoughtful and you do this, and don't kid, listen, everybody does this. I'm not, even Ken, when nobody's looking, you know, picking your nose is something that we all do. Let's face it.
Well,
right?
Wait a second.
Seriously.
Well, hopefully not. And this is in the category of we're not making this up. This is a serious scientific study that appeared this week in the medical journal Biomolecules. And what they discovered is, and I'm not making this up, serious clinical medicine here, that picking your nose increases your chance of developing Alzheimer's disease. And here's how it works. In this study, they discovered that when you pick your nose, you're introducing pathogens that cause repeated inflammation in the brain, eventually leading to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. A protein called beta amyloid is widely believed to cause the progressive dementia and may be produced in response to the pathogens which you put into your brain through picking your nose. Doug, we care about our listeners, so we need to urge our listeners to stop picking their nose, including yourself, in spite of the temporary relief it may provide.
All right, so when we continue on the other side of the bottom of the hour, I'm going to quiz you on ways of getting rid of the gluck that's in your nose. If you're not going to pick your nose and clean out your nose, how are you going to clean out your nose? That's a, you know, I think it's an important question. So we'll answer that with Dr. Ken right after what happens around the world that you'll hear about next at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and it'll perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is singing a different tune. At Friday's daily briefing, White House Counsel Spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling. And they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Very exciting this week. The Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be with my dear friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm looking forward to seeing you sometime in March or April to go through our usual yearly routine. Seems it comes around pretty quickly every year, doesn't it? When you think about how time flies. And so it's best.
I can't forget what you look like. Go on.
No, I don't want you to forget. I don't forget what you look like either. All right, so let's go back to this nose picking. For those of you who are just joining us, you can get the essence of that conversation by listening to the replay of the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com. But in essence, what Ken has found is something that in a scientific journal suggests that if you pick your nose regularly, it might cause Alzheimer's, or at least contribute to Alzheimer's. And so my question to you is, and everybody listening wants to know the answer to this, if you don't pick your nose to get the gunk out of your nose, blowing your nose sometimes can help, but the stuff that's crusty and left in there, that's stuck there, that blowing your nose doesn't get out, how do you get it out if you don't stick your finger in there to get it out?
I'm glad you asked. By nasal irrigation.
You might be.
Mm-hmm. By nasal irrigation, these saline nasal sprays, go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, they're all over the place, and they really work, and they're not that expensive. You should have in your house saline nasal spray and just use it, clean it out, use it enough of it so that you can actually taste a little bit in your mouth, and then you know your sinus is cleaned out. This will keep you so healthy. Not only will it lower your risk of getting dementia so you don't have to pick your nose, it'll also lower your risk of getting all these viruses that are roaming around right now and trying to infect your respiratory tract. So some saline nasal spray, there's several companies that make it. If you want to do it with a neti pot, a nasal irrigation, that's also a good way to do it. But I keep these sprays right in the house. And the only ingredient is saline in them, and they go right in the nose, and it clears right out and works beautifully. Really easy.
Yep. We had a sponsor for a while called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, and I spray that up my nose with regularity, and so I think that helps. But come on, everybody, listen, I'll be the first to admit I don't want to do it when anybody's looking, but you know, when you're driving along in a car and your nose is itchy and you stick your finger up there, you know, you've got that crusty stuff that you want to get out. And
carry some simple saline.
Yeah. You put that in the glove box of your car or your truck. All right. So there we have that, a warning, and hopefully a word to the wise is sufficient. Now, I want to get into the COVID thing because we still have lots of activity. A lot of people are sick. So I guess there's probably three answers to this. The question, maybe it's a question I should save for questions for Dr. Ken, but because there are so many people who are sick right now and so many people wondering why. This is a weird season. Colds, flu, we've got COVID still hanging around. All kinds of respiratory viruses.
RSV, flu.
Yeah, right. This is the time of year when these things are all over the place. So a lot of people take precautions to avoid getting these various things. And there's a lot of germs around. Sometimes they penetrate even all of the shots and protection that you can do. And so if your immune system is at a low point, maybe you need to listen to Ken talk about the advantages of taking certain care. There's been a lot of there's an influenza researcher, pretty influential at St. Jude's. His name is Richard Webby, who has written on this. I came across this reading an article in one of the major newspapers, Ken, about the seasonal respiratory, that's how some people say respiratory, the illness rates are going to stay high, he says. It's back to pre-pandemic levels, but nowhere near what it was during the height of COVID-19. Still, there are a lot of people that are getting hospitalized, 60 out of every 100,000 Americans hospitalized with some kind of really bad flu, RSV. You were just talking about that. So is that really the answer as to why so many people are sick right now?
Well, I think the answer is that there's just an abundance of various viruses, and they're more potent this year than they have been. And also, in the last few years, a lot of people, although we've stopped, were masking up and being very cautious. So a lot of people didn't get these in the last year or two. And now people are living their lives and want to live their lives. And you don't see many masks out there. So people are getting sick.
Yeah. I am a good example of someone who is thankfully very healthy. And I have been that way all my life, strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera. And even I came down with the virulent virus that's floating around this year. It didn't knock me down for too long, but it still gave me a bad day. It happened twice.
You were diagnosed once with the flu, and the second one, you never really got diagnosed. You just...
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. I know it wasn't COVID because I tested. So
it would be hard to believe you had the flu twice, the same bug. That would be a little strange. Then we'd be
really
worrying about your immune system, yes, because you should develop some immunity to it.
So then what? But the symptoms were exactly the same, Ken, as I
said
to you.
Well, all three of the – we went over that. Remember last week we went over the symptoms of RSV, flu, and COVID, and 80% of them are the same.
So all right. So are you suggesting, let's dig into this a little bit so people can hear. I'll give up my HIPAA rights as I usually do with you. And the first time I had 103, I was out on a tractor. It was late November and I got the chills and it was a cold, cold day and I got really cold and the chills. And I went back to the house and I was miserable. It was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I took my temperature, and it was almost 103. Uh-oh. So I jumped into bed. I stayed there overnight. I got up the next morning, and I had a temperature of 94 degrees. I was able to function on the radio, but then I went right back to bed and slept for the rest of the day. So that went away, kind of, seemed to have gone away. And then about 3 weeks ago, I had basically the same experience. I got the chills. Temperature went high. I jumped into bed, stayed there for a day,
And I still didn't feel like I had shaken it, so you gave me a Z-Pak, told me to take a Z-Pak, and that I did. And I've finished that course now. I don't have the cough that I had, a real dry cough. I am still somewhat congested. There's still mucus floating around. I did take Mucinex once or twice, and I took Theraflu and did some of the conventional things along with really heavy enhancement of my immune system with the standard process products that I use. So at this point, are you suggesting that I may have had RSV?
Well, wait a second. So are those the two illnesses that you're counting as two or three illnesses this winter?
Well, I tested myself for COVID both times, and it wasn't COVID. So
well,
I'm just taking a cue from you.
You only tested each of these one time, right? Because one home test is not enough to – just hold on. One home test for a respiratory illness is not enough to be sure that you're negative. You can have COVID with only one negative home test, first of all. Second of all the common viruses, respiratory viruses right now, RSV, flu, and COVID have so many similar symptoms. There's overlap, so it's really hard unless you do some formal good medical testing, not on your own, but, you know, people who do this professionally. And then also, if you remember the Spanish flu back in the early 1900s, maybe you were there, Doug, but,
thank you.
You know, most people there did not die from the flu that we deal with now on an annual basis. They dealt with that secondary bacterial respiratory infection that occurred after the viral infection. And back in the early 1900s, we did not have antibiotics. And what I thought, and I think the fact that you responded so well, you started to describe to me after the second viral illness that you had, because I think you've had two viral illnesses and then you've had a third bacterial infection after your second viral infection. And that's why after the third episode you had, I recommended taking 5-day Z-Pak, which is very effective for when you develop that walking pneumonia, which is often due to one of the atypical bacteria, very effectively treated with a Z-Pak.
So do you think I had walking pneumonia?
Well, I think you had
a cough.
I think you had a secondary bacterial infection from your viral infection, just like what happened in the Spanish flu in the early 1900s when we didn't have antibiotics and everybody died. But fortunately we have them now and everybody lives.
It seems that I'm thankful that I do have, I think my immune system still kicked in and was good, because a lot of people that have had these same respiratory problems have been knocked on their butt for a week. Or some people, I know a guy who just has had the same thing and he doesn't seem to be able to kick it. He's had it for 3 months. And it
right.
isn't COVID.
You want to make sure it's not COVID or long COVID, but he needs a diagnosis. He needs a good doctor to figure that out and not guess.
Yeah. All right. So there it is, folks. Now we're going to go into another area of my health and well-being here in a moment with a discussion of the trip to the neurologist that I had this week. So we'll get to that. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. Ken's got a couple of them, so he makes up for me not having one on the Good Day Health program. Right now, an invitation for you to go to a place that I used to send a lot of people for a long time. And I kind of walked away from my pillow because there were some obvious things there that bothered people. And so even though I continued to talk about my pillow because I wanted to focus on the folks, the 1,500 people that work in that factory to provide you with the best pillows and many other things that are now added to the catalog at MyPillow.com. So check it out. And the folks there, the employees, want to thank you, first of all, for all of the support. And now there are lots of new products, and there's a sale now, best prices ever. Use the promo code DS, if you will, DS for Doug Steffen, obviously, DS, and get free shipping with your order, everything you buy, like 50% off the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the new flannel sheets
that are absolutely fabulous. If you're cold when you jump into the sack at night, they can take care of that fast. Go to MyPillow.com, use the discount code DS, get 50% off these new flannel sheets, different colors. They are fabuloso. Six-pack of towel sets for $29.98. You can take advantage of the free shipping, larger items, and that sort of thing. Mattresses even now. They have mattresses at MyPillow.com, along with the mattress toppers that they had for a while. Everything that they have in the catalog is made in the United States, 100% made in the USA. So check all of these things out. Brand new kitchen towels they have. Man, a lot of things added. When I looked at this catalog, first time I looked at it for about a year, and the bath towels, they actually work, right? What a concept. They absorb the water. Dog beds, blankets, they can go on and on and on. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code DS. We return with Dr. Ken. Questions coming up for Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 40. And I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The hour now. This is a good day. Health Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Now, in this portion of the program, we've been talking a lot this week about your mind, the usual conversation about COVID and respiratory problems. One of the questions for those who are recovering from COVID-19, Ken, why is it that many people recovering are insomniacs? Why would that happen?
Well, this was actually published this week in Frontiers in Public Health. It's an observation that COVID-19 greatly raises the risk of insomnia, particularly among those suffering from anxiety or depression. While most patients with COVID-19 not requiring hospitalization make quick recoveries from infection, about three quarters of adults who were recently surveyed who had the virus in the previous 6 months reported being left with difficulty sleeping. And again, it's interesting. This is even more concerning in those who suffer from anxiety or depression. So again, the mind interacting with the virus in your inflammatory system, 1 + 1 = 5.
Really, where'd you learn that math? Yes. Well, it is, actually. Okay, now, with another focus, as we always are talking about, helping people lose weight, you keep talking about how the epidemic is getting worse. More obese people now, the body mass index has gone bananas. So there's a question about how people can lower their blood pressure using something new. If you're obese, you're way overweight, you need to listen to this.
Yeah, these new drugs that are revolutionizing the treatment of obesity, forget bariatric surgery, tirzepatide, which is Zepbound, or Farxiga in the diabetes form, Ozempic, semaglutide or Wegovy in the weight loss form, these new diabetic drugs that dramatically lower your weight. The news this week out of the medical journal Hypertension is that this, one of them, the weight loss drug Zepbound or tirzepatide, provides more health benefits than just dropping pounds and controlling diabetes. It also appears to help people with obesity manage their high blood pressure. So these new diabetes drugs that dramatically help you with weight loss, Zepbound and Wegovy, also help lower your blood pressure.
All right, questions for Dr. Ken can be phoned in, by the way, to 855-999-3684. So if you have a medical question you'd like a different perspective on, and you just have one you want to ask Dr. Ken, take advantage of the service that we offer you here by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that too fast? Shall I do it one more time? 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. And if you'd like to visit with Ken, certainly you can do that. You're encouraged. You're invited to call his office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Take advantage of this award-winning physician, facilitator, and all-around just really good human being. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. All right, so let's finish off our... We've been talking a lot about being sick and what you can do. So if you're feeling well, let's turn it around. How do you keep yourself that way? Instead of just, you know, we all seem to talk about what happens if we get sick. So let's not get sick. What do we do to not get sick?
What do we do?
Yeah.
Boy, how much time do we have?
A minute or so. Help yourself.
Well, Dr. Ken's thoughts on how to avoid illness. First of all, diet is so important. We talked earlier about the Mediterranean diet, either a plant-based diet or a Mediterranean diet. So important. Exercise. After the doctor tells you it's okay, this is so important to keeping the immune system up. Getting the mental stress out of your life, getting enough sleep, not smoking, limiting alcohol, staying away from non-prescribed drugs. Keeping people who make you happy around you, being in touch with your inner child, all of these things will keep you well and keep you active. Doing things you enjoy.
Keeping people you enjoy. Around you, you enjoy. How about that? That's about the simplest thing. You got people in your family that you love, your children, your grandchildren, spouse, whatever it is, man, that sounds like the easiest way to do it and the best way to do it. So here we have it.
Of course, it always helps to have a love in your life, which is very important for good health.
Answers from Dr. Ken. Yep, questions and answers here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.